Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The money you make at your job will come and go, but the imprint you leave on your coworkers will last beyond your lifetime. Today, more of Erwin Lutzer's five principles on how to make the glory of God the focus for all of life. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Now, more of Erwin Lutzer's look at God's glory in our lifestyle.
Money can be a substitute for the glory of God. I know you need it to live, and the more we have it, the more of it, the easier life becomes. I understand that. But at the same time, money, success, recognition, all of those can be more important than the glory of God. Do not ever accept a lesser glory for the greater glory of God. Now I gave you a word, praise, for the first principle. Let me give you a word for the second principle. It is the word surrender. There has to come a time in our life when we die. We die to our own ambitions. We die to our own things that we think we deserve. We have to die to our own desire to be well known or well accomplished or rich, because we say to ourselves that these are lesser glories and nothing can substitute for the glory of God. Number three, God is most glorified in us. God is most glorified in us when we bear fruit in a desert. God is most glorified in us when we bear fruit in a desert. Herein is my Father glorified, Jesus says, that you bear much fruit. To be a fruit-bearing Christian in the midst of a wasteland. I know where some of you work. You work at a place that is just morally, on behalf of the employees, morally impure, let's put it that way. By the words that come out of people's mouth, by the kind of jokes that are told, by the undercutting, by the vicious criticism of others, and you live in that environment. Do you participate in that environment, or is there something different about you that shows that you have roots that go down to a hidden stream, to an oasis? And you don't have to live that way. And when you are sinned against, you don't have to sin in return, because God is most glorified in us when we bear fruit in a wasteland, in a desert, and God plants us there. Remember what your responsibility is. Your responsibility when you go to work is to show other people, what Jesus really is like and who he is. That's why God has you in that hard place. That's why he's putting you through difficult circumstances, is you are his witness there. Yes, in that sense, work can become a platform for it. And this means that you live a life of integrity. Because what does the text say? As we'll see in a moment, you're not serving man, you're serving Christ. Would you cheat from Jesus? Let me ask you that question. I remember a man saying that he was supposed to cheat in a bank. And he told the bank manager, if you expect me to cheat for you, what makes you think that I won't cheat against you? If you expect me to steal for you, what makes you think that I will not steal from you when I have the opportunity? Absolute integrity. Now, when you go to work, don't say to yourself, I wonder who I can buttonhole for Jesus. Go with an attitude of expectancy. Have you ever met people who are maybe, what shall I say, they're oversaved? Have you ever met anybody who's oversaved? A light bulb at work has to be changed, and they say, well, you know, Jesus is the light of the world. somebody loses his keys and he says, you know what you really need is keys to the kingdom. And the guy said, I'm not driving a kingdom. Don't be over-saved. If you are available to the Holy Spirit and available to God, God will give you an opportunity to represent Jesus Christ. And the word that we need to connect with this is courage. Courage. Don't be intimidated. And if you are intimidated, talk to people one-on-one. And in those environments, it's amazing how they will open up to you if you are a good listener and care about them. And then you can share Jesus with them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let's go on to number four. Number four, and this is what gave the slaves the ability to show the glory of God in horrendous conditions, way beyond what you and I have ever experienced. Number four, what you do is not as important as the person for whom you do it. What you do is not as important as the person for whom you do it. Look at what the text says. You have to read it again. Now we're in the sixth chapter of Ephesians again. Look at this. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will, as to the Lord. You don't want to work for that boss? Stop working for him. Work for Jesus. If Jesus came out of heaven and said, I want to give you an assignment. I want to put you in where you are today, working with the people that you are today, and I want you to serve me here. And because you love me, I want you to serve with an attitude of cheerfulness in the midst of all of this. Wouldn't you say, wow, if Jesus asked me to do that, I'd be glad to do that for him. Well, here's the news. Newsflash, he's put you there because he's asked you to do that. You see, to Jesus, it didn't matter whether he was washing the disciples' feet. Talk about being overqualified for his position, washing the disciples' feet. The person who flips burgers, who has a PhD, there's nothing wrong with that, nothing shameful about that. Because you see, after all, he is doing it for Jesus, and it isn't what you do, it's for whom you do it that gives it significance. You remember that story, it's a legend, but it has a point, that as the disciples were walking along, Jesus said to them, please pick up some stones. And so they picked up stones, and later on, Jesus turned them into bread. Later on, he asked them to pick up stones again, and this time Peter especially picked up a really big, heavy one. They got to a river, and Jesus said, I just want you to throw the stones in the river. And the disciples thought, what is this? What sense does that make? And when Jesus saw their consternation, he said to them, for whom do you carry the stones? If Jesus asks you to pick up a stone and throw it in the river, isn't that okay? If Jesus asks you to do it and you're doing it for him, even though there doesn't seem to be any sense to it, because it isn't what you do that's important, it's the person for whom you do it. And if you do it for Jesus, you can live in difficult circumstances, and in those circumstances, display the glory of God. Because whatever you do, in word or deed, you do all to the glory of God. Not just the religious things, but everything. Elizabeth Elliot, we had her here a number of years ago, and you remember her husband was killed along with four others in Ecuador, I think it was. But I remember she spent 2 years working on a language, trying to break it down into writing, with an informant. This is a laborious process. And in those days, no computers, no Xerox machines, no duplication. Somebody stole the suitcase with all of her work. Had to be done all over again. from point zero. Somebody says, weren't you angry at God? And she said, no. She said, it was lost to us, but it wasn't lost to God. That was my worship to God for 2 years. I was worshiping. I did that for Jesus. And if he wants the suitcase stolen, he can have it stolen. But what I did for him lasts. What you do, the Sunday school classes that you teach that you have long ago forgotten about, the blessing that you have said to people as you have encouraged them and you can't remember that you even said it, all those things, the Bible says that God takes care of our works and keeps them and remembers them if they are done in His name for His glory. Even though this isn't what you were born for, even though it seems as if your aptitude is in one direction and your work in another, you are there to glorify God. It's all about God and not about you. Yes, my friend, today that is true. It is all about God. It is not about you. And don't think of the work that you are doing as simply a means to earn money. Think of the work itself as giving glory to God, because you are doing it for His honor. This is your worship. This is the way in which you say to the Lord, Lord, I love you. And isn't it wonderful to know that when we begin to live that way, we have the sense of satisfaction that indeed we are doing God's will, we are following in His path, even if we happen to be in a vocation that we don't like, a vocation for which we were not well suited. I think, for example, of Moses in the desert. All of his aptitude, all of his education in the court of Pharaoh, where he studied hieroglyphics and mathematics and astronomy, all of that was set aside for 40 years in a vocation which he didn't like at all. The Bible says that shepherds were an abomination to the Egyptians. And yet there was Moses learning to turn his work, his job, into a vocation, doing it for God. Now, I think one of the best ways in which we can bring this about is to begin to thank God for our jobs rather than constantly criticizing what we're doing, criticizing the boss. We begin to look at it from God's perspective and say, today I am serving Him. I cannot say it to you more clearly today, my friend. Today, the work that you do can be a service to God. And God will establish it. He will keep it. And the word says that God is not unmindful. He does not forget the labor of love that we have shown even after we've forgotten it. He keeps it and will be rewarded for it. But most of all, He'll get glory. Well, thank you so much for joining Running to Win today. In a moment, you're going to be told how these messages can be yours. From my heart to yours, thanks for joining us. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of God's glory in our lifestyle. His fourth message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time, more on accepting where you are as God's choice. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.